after you. I'm going to give to you. I'm going to make a house that glorifies you. I am going to make an atmosphere where the glory of God will reside. There are some of you who God has called you to be a millionaire. And God said, you are the people that will be the provision in this time of the miracles. There are some of you who are called to lay hands on the sick. There are some of you who have that gift of deliverance, and you say, God, it will not happen with me. There are some of you who have been called to the nations, and you felt like one day you were going to be a missionary in another nation, and it just didn't happen. And in the natural, you look at it now, and you say, I'm too old, and things have changed, situations have changed, I don't have the finances, it's just not going to happen now. But I'll keep pursuing God, I'll keep giving to God, I'll help the next generation do it. He said, the dream is coming alive.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to begin to stir up the dream and speak life to the dream.
Amen.
There's a dream on this house to walk in to the miraculous. Yes. And because this house has been a house where we've made for the glory of God to come, we made that room where we said, this is just for you, God. This is just for you. We want you to come and stay here. We want you to come and allow your glory to reside here. We want you to come, oh God. He said, because you have done that, it will be called a place of miracles. So there will be miracles that will happen in the natural realm, into healing. There will be miracles of deliverance. There will be miracles of salvation. He says, I'm taking you from a place you've been into a place you haven't been. Because I have a plan and a purpose and a place that the kingdom needs to be established on. And word will get out and people will come in to just sit in the very place that the glory of God resides. He says, but that's not all that's going to happen because I am raising up a generation. There's a generation that are being ushered in, supernaturally ushered in to the revival.
Amen.
Into the heart, into the presence. They are raising up to be a generation that were not just birthed in miracles, but they will be carriers of miracles. Wherever they go, they will be known as those who carry miracles. He said, I am raising up this church. Because I want to establish a new place for the kingdom of God. I don't want it to be like it is now. I want it to be in the realm of the supernatural. He says, I am taking my people, but to take them, they have to continually examine themselves and their thought life. Because it is worship that will take us down the road to the doorway. But it'll be proclamation. And as you speak, it will be whether or not you'll be able to pass through, because it will be your words that give life or your words that will hinder you. It is your words and your way of thinking. Mm. When you speak,
Amen.
When you think, you Amen. Begin to speak. When you speak, you're given life or death. You are creating an atmosphere. When you create an atmosphere, it becomes, when it resides long enough, that atmosphere becomes a climate. If you have rain long